And there was one data point or one time series that every central bank used, including our own, in the middle of last year, to just highlight why they all pivoted. And it was essentially a line of global policy uncertainty. And when you broke it down, 70% of it was the trade war with China, 20% of it was Brexit, and there's a little bit of Hong Kong. Just the normalization of that is quite a powerful cyclical force. If you looked at the correlation for bonds, correlation with the Aussie dollar, they were exceptionally high over the last 2 years, correlating with that variable. So that's really point one. You've reached maybe peak uncertainty because it's already starting to normalize. Point two is, as I mentioned earlier on, central banks are doing something they really probably shouldn't be doing at a time of excess liquidity in the banking sector globally. If you add up money supply growth, M2, M3, across all the major economies, it's expanding about 5.5%. Relative to actually quite weak nominal growth. One less the other is what an economist or a strategist would say is excess liquidity. That's normally not the time you go and stimulate the economy even more. But the Fed is obviously doing it. The ECB is doing another 20 billion. Japan's on its merry way. And God forbid others may or may not join. That is a lot of petrol on a very low point of the cyclical cycle. Now, Charlie's right. We've been in a 3-year down cycle for industrial production. The other chart I think is actually really surprising because we saw the bond manager put it up from JP Morgan in terms of the global industrial cycle, but he forgot to overlay global bonds over the top. And they mirror each other almost one for one. So if you think bonds won't rise, it's essentially a call that there isn't a cycle from this point. And we know that in Europe, for instance, the cycle surprised us on the downside, partly due to regulatory changes in the car manufacturing industry and partly due to some other special factors. If you think there's no inflation, one of the presenters also pointed out that, yeah, the Cleveland Fed measures pretty high, the Dallas Fed trim mean measures pretty high. Actually, core inflation is running at 2.3 and rising. Rents are starting, which is the biggest component of inflation in the US by a margin, are coming up. Vacancy rates are really low. Healthcare charges, which was mentioned by Dambisa earlier on in the presentations, are rising rapidly. There's a bit of inflation there. And if you don't believe wages can rise, have a look at what the small business sector is saying about how tight the labour market is and run it against average hourly earnings. And you'll get a picture that looks like wages could rise with a 4 in front of it in not too distant future. So there are some issues there. Locally, well, it might surprise you to learn that private demand, such as consumption, dwelling investment, and business investment, is the lowest share of GDP since the June quarter of 1975. And we've been in this multi-year grinding down. So what's happened in the last 9 months or so? Well, A, yes, you've had some cash flow relief by 3 rate cuts. But the far more important element that's happened in the last 9 months is that broader financial conditions have eased dramatically more. Obviously, the equity market's part of that. Credit spreads are part of that story. The A dollar is a large part of that story. That pretty much underwrites a recovery. You're seeing it, obviously, in house prices. You're seeing it to a degree in new housing orders coming through. And we believe that the combination of falling electricity prices, falling gas prices, falling petrol prices, together with some underlying income growth is sufficient to give you some discretionary cash flow relief locally. So there are some pretty powerful forces that are coming through. And I would stress that it's don't get too focused on the impacts of the coronavirus. Yes, we know the data is going to be awful in February and into March, but the stimulus will be around long after the virus is contained.